Price.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I would not rule it out. No, I would not rule it out. I said I wouldn't do it. I said I probably, you know, in so many different respects, I see what's going on. I can't rule out anything. The country is so important. It's so vital that we choose the right person. And at this moment, I don't see that person.
All right, there's the Donald suggesting we may not have heard the last from him. He may run for president. Who knows? This is all part of the drama. Getting 100, what is it, $120 million or $140 million for doing the Celebrity Apprentice. So, God bless us all. There wasn't much conversation about Donald Trump on talk radio until sort of the end of the day. Who is actually running is the focus of lots of time on some of your favorite political talk radio shows. And that's what we review here, the news talk issues of the day sorts of programs. For example, we take this excerpt from Joe Soucere, John Haidt, talking about Tim Pawlenty entering into the race and maybe how he stacks up.
I thought Tim Pawlenty gave a good introductory speech.
I need to go. I'm going to go after it.
We're broke and we got to stop spending, and it's going to require a lot of work. Okay. And who doubts that he's not essentially a decent guy? He's a decent guy. He's got the blue collar background, solid guy, solid family, South St. Paul, knows a bit of the real world far more than many of these presidential aspirants. But I don't know what it is when I hear him. Is it an absence of forcefulness? He needs to match his oratory to the strength of his convictions. And it seems that it's that lack of aggressiveness is might be harmful to him in the long run. I mean, I think basically he is a nice guy who's just said, you know what, I'm going to get into this cutthroat business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to run. And it's cutthroat. And he just doesn't sound cutthroat. He just doesn't have that. His ideas are sound.
Right.
His marriage is sound. His
sense of humor.
Family is sound.
His sense of humor, which doesn't come out, is very good.
Yeah.
More colorful. I mean, he needs to, I don't know.
I mean, this, try to think now. This just occurs to me off the top of my head. Who was a more normal guy lately who's run for president? It wouldn't have been George W.
No.
I mean, Clinton comes close. As goofy as Bill was, he came out of a, he didn't have a spoon in his mouth when he was born, right?
Right.
Certainly Obama is not a normal guy. He's lost in the world of liberal ideology, Mitt Romney's a rich guy. Pawlenty might be the most normal, down-to-earth guy to run for president that I can think of. You could say Reagan, but, you know, Reagan had that sheen of Hollywood around him.
Right.
I mean, this is a guy from South St. Paul who still plays hockey with his buddies. He's worked. He didn't go to fancy schools.
Are you saying that America's not ready for that? Or
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just talking. I'm just saying I watched his speech, and I was rooting for him. But I don't know if he, you know, remember Gore went through that period where he was bringing in the coaches to turn him into a wolf or whatever the hell he was doing.
Yes.
You know? I'm not even suggesting that that Pawlenty needs to do that. It's just that, God, he's just a nice guy who's he's throwing himself to the wolves here, and I think he's got to be more of a wolf.
All right, so isn't it awful that we think that the people who are presidents, or we've been responsible for this, are attracted to somebody who's a wolf, or somebody who, again, looking at these people, is it our attraction to them or their attraction to the power and the control and the positioning and what they get after the job, which is normally riches? Bill Clinton, as an example, those fellows are talking about Bill Clinton. He's been able to turn all of the he's had debts up to his Mickey, and so has his wife, and now they're worth several hundred million dollars together. So that's what happens if you manage correctly your position in the presidency. Is Obama doing that? Are these other people capable of it? Is that what makes them want to run? Does Donald Trump express for you what you are really feeling? Does Ron Paul look like he's in it for the money, the long haul? Some of these other people that these folks are talking about, like Tim Pawlenty. So let's. I'm going to turn the clock back about 24 hours, please. Here are two hosts, John McDonald and David Curley, talking. Actually, Curley's from ABC, about Pawlenty, and this was just before he was expected to make his official announcement.
There was some news in the Republican presidential field.
Yeah, we've been talking about this over the last months, John, about how nobody's pulling the trigger, nobody's actually running. Tim Pawlenty will announce on Monday that he is going to be a candidate for president. He's going to do all the morning
talk. And is he going to have a name tag so people will know, hello, my name is Tim Pawlenty?
You know, here's the thing, and this, I think, is the strategy of Pawlenty. He's considered Mr. Nice Guy. Yep. Some call him boring.
Everybody loves Minnesota.
Yeah, he's got that Midwestern, nice, charm, down-to-earth kind of guy,
right.
And he's been flying under the radar. I think he's waited till some others have announced, then he's going to announce, and he's just hoping to be, I think his strategy is to be the last man standing. Let Newt Gingrich blow up, you know, Romney deal with health care. Let all these other things happen, and when you're done, who's there?
Yes, loan Newt your cigarette lighter so he can light his fuse and... Let him do the rest.
Well, after I wake up from my nap listening to these last two, I'm just talking what I'm said. It is just about the conversation, but let's inject a little energy into it, all right? 800-510-8255. Pawlenty and his entrance, he's the last man standing. Who knows? All of this stuff is just gas and gobbledygook, isn't it? But it does get you to focus on who might be in the field. Where is there a dark horse? Where is there somebody who really is a strong leader? Who's a non-politician that can get the job done that's not a crackpot? That's, again, you're more defining what you want by what you don't want, huh? 800-510-8255. There is a fellow named John Huntsman who will be in the focus in just a moment here on the countdown. Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance...
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
800-510-8255, talking about the presidential candidates on the GOP side. Here's host Keith Larson, who got an email from a listener about the way the Tea Party is driving out all the good candidates.
It's conservatives driving out Republican presidential candidates because it's going to be a Tea Party candidate or no candidate, this emailer says. And he says... Our midday host has just illustrated this with Mitch Daniels. So, was Rush driving Mitch Daniels out of the race? Is that it? I'm not up on that. This is the thing, though. This is why these guys are bagging out. They're not Tea Party enough. I'll grant you that in some of the early primaries, that's always the way on the Republican side anymore. The last several elections... You're going to have to be a certain kind of Republican or appear to be in order to get the support in the primary. What that means for the general election might be something else altogether. But is that it? You got to be Tea Party approved or you're not going to win. You're not going to take states and you're not going to win the Republican nomination. And our midday host is, this is his thing. Our midday host is driving out anything but the most actually conservative Tea Party Republican candidates. He's driving out, driving away any Republican candidate who's not conservative enough, not Tea Party enough. So Mike Huckabee is not conservative enough. The Fox News commentator, that's why Haley Barbour, that's why these guys are bailing. That's why these guys aren't running. I'll tell you why they're not running. They're not running because the Republican in 2012 is a loser. Right now, the track is clear. The Republican is a loser in 2012. Here are the three things right here. If the economy keeps trickling better, I don't even care by how much. As long as the economy's not worse, if it's just even tricklingly, marginally better, because the hair splitting over, is it better enough? That's not going to work. That's not going to take down Obama. I'm sorry. If more people are feeling a little better about things economically in 15 or so months than they are today, and a part of that, subset of that is, if the price of gasoline is no worse than today, because pain, we become used to certain levels of pain. That's what happens. Gas goes way up, then it backs off, then we get used to a new, more intense level of pain than before. You get used to that pebble in your shoe at some point.
All right. Is it a Tea Party presidential candidate or not? 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Go.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so what's the story here? 800-510-8255. The president... After the election of 2012, you want to see Obama stay in there or you want somebody new? And if you want somebody new, who is the perfect candidate? Here's, you listened to Joe Scarborough, Morning Joe on MSNBC. He and his co-host Mika talking to Andrew Ross Sorkin from the New York Times and also from Time Magazine, Mark Halperin, about how impressed they are with John Huntsman after his first round of appearances in New Hampshire.
The early reviews are in. John Huntsman,
really impressive.
I'm surprised.
Really impressive.
The real deal. People up there said he and his wife were as good as they've seen on the campaign trail. Mika, of course, has been talking down for months now, mm-hmm. saying there's no way this guy can
sort of like Obama, I said
but,
to him.
Yeah. But John Huntsman and his wife together,
are
is
impressive.
It safe to say the most impressive team you've seen on the campaign trail since Barack Obama emerged?
As impressive as any couple I've seen. And they're not perfect, and they're gonna. I think he'll probably grow as a candidate. But given that he's not ever done this, given that he's been in China, immersed in U.S.-China relations for the last 2 years, I was pretty blown away by
so
how effective he was.
So here's a question. How comfortable is he in his skin?
More than Barack Obama and George Bush. And they, for me, in my career, have been the gold standard.
Really?
So
more?
So important to be in politics comfortable. He's running in a field where authenticity is going to be an issue for some of the candidates. And, again, he's just clearly comfortable with his place in the world, comfortable. He was in a VFW hall.
Playing pool, you said.
He was in a gun shop. He was at a Harley shop. He was giving speeches and doing town meetings, and for a guy just starting out, I was really impressed.
I was telling Mark earlier, I received several reports. A couple of people called me. I called a couple of people. There were many component parts of New Hampshire, as Mark knows, as everyone knows. Two of the keys are Keene, New Hampshire area, right. On the Vermont border, and the seacoast, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And people in both areas told me, one person told me that Huntsman and his wife reminded him, he's an elderly guy, of John F. Kennedy. He said
wow.
The guy was so smooth,
really?
The guy was so comfortable, so handsome, so articulate,
wow.
So composed, he was stunned.
There were a number of trackers, Democrats and liberals, with their video cameras following him around. And one of the liberal trackers said, "I really like this guy." He's got crossover appeal, yeah, which is what Republicans need, and he's got a theory about how to beat the president.
I don't know about the rest of the country, and I certainly don't know about the composition of the bulk of the Republican delegates. But in the areas of New Hampshire, where I was speaking to people, his response that the president asked me to do this, and any president who asks you to do it is a decision, you have to do it. He likes the president personally.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
That's what we want to hear.
Except Huntsman has a different idea about the 21st century economy.
Right.
And then he recites, based upon his experience, it goes over pretty well. People are ready for a civil conversation.
They are. They really are. He ends all his remarks talking about the importance of civility, not compromise and capitulation, not agreeing with everything the president does, but having a civil conversation in the country.
You can,
and people respond.
You can like the president and think he's a very good man and a very good husband and a very good father while believing that his economic policies are ruinous, as do I.
And that is the winning message, as opposed to another event I went to in New Hampshire. The state party chairman, uh-huh, they gave remarks at a Republican women's luncheon and referred to the president as Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is not the way to beat the president.
I'm with you 100%. Obama, okay as a human being, completely out of touch with reality, terrible advisors and advice, brings in the worst of everybody, but not a bad human being. I'm with them on every aspect of what they just said, and including wanting to beat Barack Obama, but doing it as gentle persons, gentle men, gentle women, and not the other stuff that we've talked about in this last half hour, banging the drum and pushing people around. 800-510-8255, presidential race callers coming up on the countdown.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites, while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Hey, question for you. Did you know AutoTrader.com has new cars? Well, if you didn't, I'd like to liberate you from that archaic notion. In fact, I'm here inside the body of a guy who's shopping for brand spanking new cars on AutoTrader.com. First stop, his heart. Wow, he's got really into black SUVs. They all have Wi-Fi, too. Man, I can smell that new car scent from here. Well, we know what his heart wants. Let's go up and see what his head's thinking. You see, on AutoTrader.com, you can now compare new cars and even special offers side by side. That way, your head and heart can both get what they want. Ah, I knew it. Look at all the special offers he's got lined up. Eric might have a deal. Bingo! He's got himself a winner. And that, my friends, is what happens when you find the one new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Store for details.
Looking forward and perhaps not backwards, this is an interesting conversation about new people getting into the race. Never make up your mind too early. There have been lots of surprises, haven't there? Over the years. Remember, nobody gave Bill Clinton a chance. Who was this guy? And Jimmy Carter, the same thing. Nobody gave him a chance. We have lots of people who are maneuvering in here. Tim Pawlenty, who says he'll tell the hard truths, wants to get the federal government under control, look America in the eye about entitlement cuts, tax hikes are not needed to fight the deficit. All right, who's on board with that message? 800-510-8255. He's running. Tim Pawlenty is the average man. And then there's John Huntsman, who was born in 1960, 16th governor of Utah. He has been the ambassador to China, formerly an executive for a corporation founded by his father, widely speculated to be a quote-unquote serious candidate, very smooth-looking. He was a staff assistant in the Reagan administration, worked with George H.W., the dad, deputy assistant secretary of commerce for trade development. That's where he got his experience in China, et cetera, et cetera. So he was governor of Utah, United States ambassador to China till earlier this year, has interesting personal life. He was born in Palo Alto, California. His father is a billionaire and a philanthropist. And it looks to me like he's connected to the Mormon church. So how does that make it for you? Like Mitt Romney, all right? You interested in this guy for whatever reason? 800-510-8255. Here from Fox News, Carl Cameron reports on John Huntsman.
Calling himself a margin of error candidate, meaning largely unknown, Republican former two-term Governor John Huntsman of conservative Utah debuted in the first primary state of New Hampshire and tried to explain his just-ended two-year service as ambassador to China in the Democratic Obama administration.
I'm the kind of person, when asked by my president to stand up and serve my country, when asked, I do it.
With his wife and two of seven kids in tow, Huntsman, who's a Mormon, plans a five-day introductory Granite State blitz. Mitt Romney, who's also Mormon, leads the polls here, but New Hampshire is notorious for remaining undecided to the last minute. Huntsman was dubbed both a conservative and qualified to be president yesterday by popular Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, who's chosen not to run. Huntsman, however, shuns labels.
In some cases, you have to peek beneath the veneer. You have to take a look at one's history and one's record.
Parts of his record trouble conservatives. He backed comprehensive immigration reform, which conservatives called amnesty, defended and accepted the Obama administration's stimulus, along with former Republican governors Charlie Crist of Florida and Arnold Schwarzenegger of California. Huntsman also backed the cap-and-trade climate initiative with several western states, which he now admits didn't work regionally and could hurt the recovery nationally.
We cannot rush into policy choices that are going to have an adverse effect on economic growth.
This morning, we quizzed him about issues of the day.
Would you support the Ryan budget? Would you support his Medicare overhaul?
I support the Ryan budget because the thing that scares me more than the Ryan budget is the accumulating debt.
What about the president's health care reform plan? Would you allow it to stay in place or would you repeal it?
Take it out. It's too heavy. It's too expensive. Puts too much of a burden on businesses and individuals.
Foreign policy. What would you have done in Libya?
I would not have gone in.
Huntsman has some key former staffers from John McCain's 2008 campaign working for him, and after a house party in Hancock, he held his first news conference on the trail. In this era of combative partisanship, Huntsman suggested the country may want something different.
Maybe someone who believes that we've been divided for too long, that the yelling, screaming, and finger-pointing in this country probably ought to come to an end.
Huntsman's first trip to New Hampshire has so far been smooth, if not a bit overshadowed. Former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty's announcement this morning that he'll formally announce his candidate on Monday was then followed by Michelle Bachmann's camp, who say she too will make her announcement before the end of next week. A crowded field looking for a little bit of the limelight and taking it away from Huntsman already.
All right. So you can hear this and think about it any way you want to. Mormons don't cut it in my book. Religionists don't cut it in my book. I think we have to really be looking. It's amazing, finding somebody who meets all of the tests of various people, and it's just an elimination process. I guess when you look, we get right down to brass tacks, look at all of these people. Is there somebody who could come out of the woodwork? It's too early yet. Let's have some discussion and debate. Take a listen to all these people. But you have your early, everybody has their early pre-qualifiers, don't you? And maybe this guy's got one thing, somebody else got another thing. Where do you all put it together? Bippity-boppity-boo. Is Obama beatable? 800-510-8255. Does it have to be a Tea Party candidate? Plato said one of the penalties of not participating in politics is that you'll be governed by your inferiors. And that's pretty much been the case, certainly the last two presidents, in terms of, I'm not saying that Obama isn't intellectually capable. He just doesn't have any strength around him, and that's the problem. Matter of fact, I was looking at a study of the past presidents going back to Teddy Roosevelt, so back over 100 years, and the percentage of the president's cabinet who had worked in the private sector prior to being appointed to the cabinet. Private business sector, the real business jobs, not government jobs. Here are the percentages, just FYI. You may want to comment on this as well at 800-510-8255. As I said, going back to Teddy Roosevelt, 38% of his cabinet, people who were his advisors, had business experience, private business sector. 40% of those in the Taft administration, 52% of those in the Wilson administration had prior business experience, 49% in the Harding administration, 48% in the Coolidge administration, private business sector experience. 50% of the Franklin Roosevelt administration, same number with the Truman, 57% of Eisenhower's cabinet and advisors were from the business sector, 30% for Kennedy, 47% for Johnson, 53% for Nixon, 42% for Ford, 32% for Carter, 56% for Reagan, Daddy Bush, 51%, Clinton, 39%, G.W. Bush, 55%, and Obama, 8%. Startling. Only 8% of the people who work in the cabinet or as advisors in the White House, only 8% of the people in the Obama administration have any private business experience. 8% of the last 19 presidents. And these people are trying to tell the country how to run their business, whether it be GM or Wall Street. It is pretty startling when you hear that number, isn't it, huh? 800-510-8255. Okay, on to the calls. Lou in Illinois, listening to WJOL. Go ahead, sir.
The Republican Party has to stop acting like a religion. For example, this abortion issue, if you look at the polls across the country, most people want the right to have an abortion if they want it or need it. And it's very simple. Under 20% of the people in America want abortion eliminated. I think the Republican Party is way off base on this. And secondly, tell me one thing. If these Republicans call up, how does allowing extremely rich people to get tax cuts help America? It surprises me that people could be that stupid to think that someone who's making a couple of million dollars a year is going to, and give that person a tax cut, is going to help America and create jobs is just besides me. I can't understand that.
800-510-8255. Thank you, sir. Now, Diane, you're on next, ma'am, from California.
On Herman Cain, I've seen several things about him. I did watch the debate. I think he is a very refined man. I think he has the gumption, the gall, and he actually has the common sense and the knowledge how to run a government. And I think he should get ready for a huge, huge fight because now we have, since January 2010, the Supreme Court ruling Citizens United, where they don't have to even divulge where any of these donations are coming from, whether they are foreign or, you know, domestic. So you have to raise a lot of money to even think that you could beat Obama. And the thing is, they need to really, really, they're going to have some real defense on the fact that if someone's going to talk about saying it's a sideshow, don't let somebody ridicule you. Stand up and fight. And I think this man, Herman Cain, has the guts and will do that.
All right. Herman Cain gets her support at this point. 800-510-8255. Here's Pat from Cleveland, Ohio, not too impressed with any of these Republicans.
Regarding Mr. Cain, it is absolutely terrifying that anybody would be running for president without any foreign affairs experience. Now, he admitted that himself, that he didn't know anything about foreign affairs. Well, foreign affairs are very, very relevant today. And so far as Mitch Daniels out with an unstable personal relationship, you cannot do this job. This job is not like it used to be 60 years ago. This job has gotten very difficult. And you have to have a very strong person. Every day is a new problem, and they need a strong spouse. So far as the GOP, generally, they terrify me. I'm more frightened of the GOP than I am Al-Qaeda. They are dragging us to Hades by the hair. None of these people running for president are qualified. The ideology doesn't work. The math doesn't work. They don't have any respect for the people. They don't respect the facts. They don't respect truth. All they do is complain about President Obama.
All right. This guy is one of the problems. This is the reason we have problems in our country. Listen to the verbiage of that guy. All right, sir. Terrifying. Scare me. Aye. Up next, let's turn our attention to Israel and the president's remarks on that. It's next on the countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
If there's a few hungry tummies on the patio, it's a summer party.
Sam's Club member Christy Fowler.
Thanks. Sodas, snacks. Sam's Club is ready with everything, so I'm ready for anything.
From hand-cut meats to fresh produce, simple summer meals to easy entertaining ideas, Sam's Club has the highest quality at low members-only prices. Not a member? Join now through June 5th. Get 10 weeks of savings for just $10.
Whoops, gotta go.
10 weeks, just $10. Only at Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
800-510-8255. Okay, here's our radio host Garland Robinette with the Middle East expert Dr. Graham Bannerman talking about the president wanting to move the borders back to the pre-1967, the pre-war days.
Give me your take on this. What were your thoughts when you heard the president say what he said?
Well, he actually did not say that Israel should withdraw to the 1967 borders. What he said was that the 1967 borders should be the place where negotiations begin, and there should be land swaps so that there will be a Palestinian state and an Israeli state living side by side.
But it took until Sunday to make that distinction, did he not? Because the first day that he and Netanyahu had the meeting, I haven't read anything where he made that clear.
Well, I think it says I watched the press conference on Thursday, and it was clear that this is what his speech was saying, that he said very clearly 67's border should be the start of the negotiations. I think what The problem is that there has been a historical trend since the 1967 where the American position has slowly moved in favor of the Israelis away from the original American position. And what happened was in 2004, in April, the president gave a letter to Prime Minister, that's President Bush, gave a letter to Prime Minister Sharon saying that the 67 borders will not be the border. And this appeared to be a somewhat half step back from that.
All right. So are you buying this? So what do you think? The president's speech given at the Department of State, the first time since Israel was established, the American people have begun to understand to whom the phrase never again stated by Jews is directed. 51 after the hour.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
States or situations.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are, and our focus is on Israel and the president's comments. Were they taken out of context? If that is the case, wow, that's shocking, right? News media has never done that before. Here is our radio host, Dave Visor, speaking with Ross Brand, a professor of Middle Eastern Studies at Cornell, about the president's comments.
When President Obama announced last week that the official U.S. position would be to return to the pre-1967 borders, the region between Israel and Palestine, that really was a shocker to me. But the president over the weekend said that's been the position of the United States. It's just not been public. Were you surprised with what the president said last week?
No, I wasn't really surprised, and I'm not sure that's exactly what he said. He reiterated that it's been standing U.S. policy for the Israelis and the Palestinians to negotiate over the 1967 borders with agreed land swaps. So he didn't actually call for an immediate return.
He says instead, if the West Bank is going to be occupied by Israel, then there should be some other land that a Palestinian state in the future might have, right?
Right. He came out very strongly that a future Palestinian state must have contiguous territory, so with agreed land swaps. And the more of that territory in the West Bank that the Israelis control, the less likely it is that Palestine would be contiguous.
Ross, what then would happen, say, also with Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem?
Well, he left Jerusalem out of the equation as being obviously one of the most difficult and final status questions to be resolved, along with Palestinian claim of a right of return. But if I could just say something about the timing of this, I think that behind the scenes, what was going on, the Obama administration was quite annoyed with the Netanyahu government for trying to outflank it by obtaining an address before Congress. And so in a little minuet between these two allies, Obama wanted to regain the upper hand in diplomatic circles. By stating the American position and kind of slapping Netanyahu back down for trying to outflank him. When you actually look at what Obama said, he gave a couple of concessions to what Palestinians are asking for. But he also gave incredible list of concessions to what the Israelis have been demanding. For Netanyahu, he wants to frame the conflict as the unresolved issues of 1948, and this is where he differs with the president and why the reaction was so extreme. For Obama, it goes back to 1967.
All right. Here from CNN, Fareed Zakaria talks about some of the reaction in Egypt to the president's speech on the Middle East.
But let me first give you some of my own thoughts, having spent some time in Cairo and actually listened to President Obama's speech from here in Tahrir Square. The president's speech was remarkably comprehensive. It described the events that we now call the Arab Spring, explained their causes and consequences. He placed the United States squarely behind the democratic wave everywhere, though he didn't specifically mention one country, Saudi Arabia, the place where America's interests and values most obviously clash. I don't blame him. Street protests in Saudi Arabia might warm our hearts, but they could easily lead to $250 a barrel oil and a global recession. That's a tough one. Obama outlined specific policies to help the Arab revolutions get consolidated. All good stuff. And he also talked about the need for a resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict with two states based on 1967 borders, with land swaps that both parties agreed to, and the Palestinian partner that renounced terror, a blow at Hamas. In other words, it was a comprehensive, fair, balanced speech. But the most difficult aspect of this Arab revolution is not in understanding it right now. Its causes are clear. The problem is, it remains very much unfinished business. In Egypt, where I stand, a successful people's movement dazzled the world and toppled a military dictatorship from power. But who is running Egypt these months later? A military dictatorship, complete with arbitrary arrests, torture, military trials, and tear gas. Will the Egyptian military genuinely devolve power to a democratic structure of authority? Will the military allow genuine economic reform that will disempower them and empower a new generation of Egyptians? These are the obstacles to Egypt's democratic future right now. And the United States should focus much of its attention on Egypt, the Arab world's largest state, the heart of Arab culture, the font of ideas for the region. If Egypt succeeds, it will change the Arab world. If it fails, if this revolution fails, it will send a terrible message throughout the region.
There we go. Lots of food for thought. Great info and conversation this hour. Thank you.